Taylor got the 411. I'm back for another What's the 411 video. How are y'all doing? Y'all, it's about to be Christmas. It's about to be Christmas. What are y'all doing for Christmas? Like, are y'all doing anything special? Because y'all know that Omarion, excuse me, that Omar, what's it called?
I said what I said.
Y'all know that new version of COVID that they done whipped up in some type of lab. None of them threw on out us to here and want to say, oh, it's made its way into the United States. I bet it did. I bet it did because y'all are the ones who whipped it up and put it out here. That's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day because I'm a nerd. I'm really into a lot of that stuff. So these like type of things, honey, I can go on and on about this type of stuff. But everybody is getting sick again, you all. I got sick. I ended up having bronchitis, okay? And I don't even know, like, it just came out of nowhere, okay? So many of you all, I'm seeing tweets and stuff like that. Other people are getting sick too, but like, I got tested, it was negative. Everybody else are saying too, like, they got tested, it's not COVID. But it seems like everybody is getting this type of sickness. It is not necessarily a cold. It hits you harder. Like, normally when I get a little cold, like years like ago, like, I haven't got sick since the pandemic started because I was in the house. And I had such a bad cough, y'all. And what's so crazy is that I still got this cough still lingering now. And sometimes at night, I wake up in my sleep. That's why I have to keep water by my bed because I'm coughing. So, y'all, please make sure you are being careful. If you do not believe in the vaccine, take your vitamins, okay? I take vitamins, zinc, vitamins every day. I also take that chlorophyll, that green stuff that you put in water or any type of smoothie, stuff like that. But I'm also vaccinated as well. I'm actually going to be getting my booster vaccine as well. So if you all don't believe in the vaccine, I'm not about to persuade nobody to get the vaccine. That's your prerogative. But if you're not going to get the vaccine, what are you doing to keep yourself safe? You need to be taking like double doses of vitamins. You need to be taking all types of vitamins to boost your immune system. All right. Okay. So y'all, we're going to go ahead and get into it. So before I really get into like the real other What's the 411, I want to talk about this situation that many of you all may have seen about that Florida substitute that 20 years old that is in jail for having sex with one of the high school students. Baby, girl, like, girl, okay? And what I did not like is I seen many of you all saying, first of all, many of you all was talking about her appearance, okay? I'm not worrying about her lips being, baby just needs some aloe vera around her lips so she can heal around her lips, okay? Get rid of that blackness, okay? That's another day, another story, okay? Y'all are trying to downplay the fact that this woman, who's adult, was having sex with a high school boy, okay? Somebody who was underage. Y'all saying, well, she shouldn't even be working at no school that age. It don't matter. You are a substitute teacher. Why are you messing with little boys? Why? And I don't know if y'all really know how this got out, okay? Now, her and the boy was having sex at each other's house. So she was having sex with this boy while his parents were sleeping and stuff like that. So they made a... This lady made a sex video with a high school boy and he shared it with some of the other boys on the football team. Girl, you know how, like, that is why I be saying, ladies, the way that y'all allow sex and penis to misjudge, to judge you, make bad decisions, is really, really disheartening. Like, girl, like, what do you even see in a high school dude? I just turned 30, okay? I had a boy, 19, slide in my D. First of all, he looked young. Ain't had not one piece of hair or nothing, okay? I said, how old you is? First, he said 19, right? I said, no, I'll tell you. First, he said 18, right? I said, sir, how did you even find my page? That was my first question, right? He said, I'm just kidding, I'm 19. Boy, let me tell you something. If you don't get out my DM, I didn't even write back because, sir, like, when I was 19 years old, y'all, I wasn't even dating 19-year-olds, okay? I was dating, you know? So, what the hell do you have in common with little girl? So, I didn't like the fact that everybody's like, but y'all are not calling her what she is, a predator. She's a predator. That's if that was a man who was 20 years old having sex with a high school student, we would call him a sex predator. So let's make sure we label her the same. And I don't care about her being black. Y'all know how over here how I stand. I always ride for good. I'm always on team good, okay? And when somebody do some effed up stuff, I don't care what their skin color is, and I don't care if they're a woman, I'm gonna call you out. So Miss Thang is literally done threw her whole life away, girl. Like, you a suption. You a sub. Green Pop was there for 1 or 2 days. Like, was you even going to the schools to actually work? Or were you just going there in hopes of meeting one of these boys? Like, ugh, disgusting. Anyway, so Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez finally had the trial go to court this week, and the lawyers went head to head putting out their own version of the facts, okay? Now, a lot of the blogs that I do follow, like Neighborhood Talk, I've seen that all of them were pretty much putting out the statements that Megan's lawyer was putting out in court the first day they actually went. So all of the blogs and the news outlets, they were definitely reporting on Megan. But then the following day, it was time for Tory's team to put out their information, okay? So when it was time for Tory's lawyer to put out the information in the court, a lot of news outlets and bloggers, they were reporting on it. That's what you do, okay? Megan felt some kind of way at the fact that all this stuff was coming out based off of what Tory Lanez's lawyer was saying in court, all right? Now, I like Megan, okay? And I've said this on other episodes, all right? It doesn't really matter who shot Megan. It's the point of the fact that she was allegedly shot. And she could have died, okay? But Megan, the same way you are going to court to get justice, when we start speaking about justice and you know, we need to get the courts involved, that also means that Tory Lanez has every right to be heard as well. So if everybody's reporting on what your lawyers are stating their case in court too, it's only fair that what's going on with Tory be reported too. We can't just be taking your side, hearing your side, and not hearing what nobody else got to say. That ain't how the courts work, all right? Let the lawyers do what they gotta do, and the truth will come out and justice will be served. Now, I don't know why she felt some kind of way about it. I know she's tired. We are tired of hearing about it too. But when you go to court, both sides' story have to be told. That's only fair, okay? And a lot of you all were saying, oh, Megan don't want the truth coming out. I don't necessarily think it's that, because we don't know what the truth is. I don't even think they remember what happened, honestly. I don't even think none of them remember what actually happened. I think they was too drunk, too much was going on that night, and some kind of way Megan got shot. I don't think nobody remembers exactly what happened. That is why I think it's so many holes in this whole story where nobody can be able to figure it out, all right? But Tory deserves to be heard as well. Tory deserves to be heard, okay? He deserves to be heard. I'm sorry, you all. Like, I we all love Megan. We all want this to be done with. We all want justice to be served. But when you go to court, baby girl, we just don't listen to your story and that's it. Okay, guilty, blah, blah, blah. This is a trial. Both sides need to be heard, all right? So she got a little I don't know. I think she blocked the neighborhood talk. And, you know, I think what's really insulting about a lot of these celebrities and how they treat, you know, a lot of black people of the same color in media is that, you know, they never hold none of these white publications to the same standards. Nobody goes off on TMZ, cusses TMZ. They love TMZ. They love Page Six. They'd be the ones that's be calling these people. And most of the time, when a lot of these urban blogs do report on stuff, their information is coming from Page Six, TMZ, ET. And instead of going to the people that actually put out the source first, they always want to attack people of color, because for some reason you all have this. I said this earlier. I'm all about good and bad. And the fact that you think that just because we all are black, that we all always supposed to just kiss y'all ass and say positive things. And when y'all do messed up stuff, nobody's supposed to be saying anything. That's not how journalism, journalism works. News, entertainment, that's not how it works. It's not how it works, okay? And when you allow these celebrities to be able to slide in your DM and say, and buddy you up to take this down and take this down, you might as well get out of the business. Because in order to do what I do, in order to be a blog or journalist, whatever, you need to be able to not be blinded by people getting upset by what you said. Because it just depends on how you carry your brand. How I carry my brand is that I do my show for y'all, for the culture. I ain't trying to be friends with these celebrities. I don't want to mingle with them, okay? I don't care to interview them after they've been on 10 or 15 million shows and everybody asking them the same question and they don't even want to answer the questions. I'm all about entertaining and making quality content. It just depends on how everybody else, but yeah. So Megan, everything's going to be all right, girl, but I know you're tired of listening, especially on the week that you just graduated. She's going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Most of the people in her family, like her mom and her grandmother who passed away, they're not here with her. So she's going through a lot. So the last thing she want to be hearing around the holidays is about this Tory case, but baby, y'all going to court. And this stuff, Tory team, they have to defend themselves. They have to defend themselves. That's the reason why y'all in court. The truth will come out. Just sit back, relax, and let your lawyer do their thing. Because I know y'all paying the lawyer good money. All right. Let's move on to the next. Sweetie received so much backlash for this particular video over here. Y'all are so mean to Sweetie. Why are y'all like this to this girl? Like, and let me go ahead and clear this up before I continue, because knowing how YouTube is and how petty they can be, soon as this video wrap, they gonna probably play one of my old episodes where I was saying her song was whack. So let me just go ahead and clarify that for y'all sound fake, okay? I am very aware that Sweetie is not a good rapper. She's not the best rapper, but she makes bops, okay? She makes catchy songs, and she's passionate about her music. Now, I said this last year that I said this last year that I wanted to see improvement in Sweetie, and I see improvement with her. She's still putting out music. She's still putting out some of the best quality content videos out here out of most of these female rappers. She's taking this music serious. Now, she may not be the best female rapper compared to her peers out currently now, but she is trying, and she's clearly passionate about what she's doing. So I don't understand why every time Sweetie, like this video Sweetie did, right? I don't necessarily see what's wrong with it. She's a small, petite girl. She ain't got much meat on her anyways. She ain't got much back there anyways. I don't know what y'all wanted to see her booty moving like that, but she looked it fine. She looked it fine. She looked it nice. Her outfit was popping. Her hair was popping. And that icy chain is... Twerk that it, throw an icy chain. Like an icy chain. I mean, it's a cute bop. So I don't know what it is with y'all. Like, y'all have done this to so many rappers. Y'all only do this to female rappers. Nicki came out, y'all love Nicki, then y'all turn on her. Cardi came out, y'all love Cardi, then y'all turn on her. Now y'all turning on Megan, okay? Now y'all are turning on Sweetie, all right? And honestly, I think the reason why, and let me keep it real, I think the reason why a lot of people are so harsh on Sweetie is because she's pretty. I've heard that debate as well. She gets pretty privilege. What's wrong with being pretty? What's wrong with getting pretty privilege? That's a blessing. When you're pretty, you're supposed to utilize it. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what world y'all live in, but being pretty, being a woman, having big boobs, you're supposed to take advantage of that. You're supposed to get perks in life for being pretty. Sorry. It's not her fault that she's pretty. It's not her fault that she's pretty. And I think because she's so pretty and so fly and her rap is not that good, okay, it's giving y'all a leverage to pick on her. She's not the best rapper. She never said that she was the queen and she was the best. Sweetie does Sweetie well, and y'all just gonna have to accept this baby for what she is. She's doing, she's making bops, okay? She's winning Grammys. So even though she may not be the best lyrically, she's putting out great songs that's catching the attendance of the radios and on TikTok. So I really don't understand why there's so much all of a sudden backlash from Sweetie, because y'all were just loving Sweetie last summer, honey. Tap, tap, tap in. Y'all ate that song up. Y'all was at the McDonald's getting the Sweetie meal, and now y'all are dragging this girl. And I honestly, like I said, I think it's because she's super pretty. She's so beautiful. And if you think that, if you say that Sweetie's not pretty, you're a hater. That girl is gorgeous. Her body looks fine. There's nothing wrong with her body, whether she has surgery or not. I really don't understand. See, this is the problem that I have, because look here, I get on here and I throw shade too, and fun shade, but I don't never bully anyone. And sometimes y'all say things about Sweetie, oh, her booty's not moving. But then you have somebody like Lizzo, who's plus size, who got a lot of ass, who's making that thing jump, jump, jump. And then y'all saying, ugh, that's too much. We don't want to see that. Make it make sense, because I don't understand. And it's normally women. It's normally black women. Like, this whole black girl magic shit, it's fake. It's fake. Scratch the hashtag out, because y'all don't live up to that standard. Take it out your bio, because you ain't living by it. Because it makes no sense. There's nothing wrong with Sweetie body. She looked good, okay? She did a little heel clap. Can y'all do a heel clap? I can't. Hell. Can y'all jump up and do make your heel clap? Can you do it? Exactly. Moving on. Now, you all, I talked about Tristan and Chloe last week, and unfortunately, I have to talk about Black Jesus again this week, because the entire week, they've been back in the headlines, okay? Now, Marley Nichols, the alleged baby mama to Tristan Thompson, she has had that baby, beautiful baby, but she's been talking, y'all, okay? She's pretty much now claiming to be a victim. Claiming to be a victim, all right? She's talking, she's talking, she's talking. She's saying that her and Tristan met on Snapchat. Apparently, Tristan got a little sneaky Snapchat that he's been talking to her and a bunch of little chicks on there. He is calling himself Black Jesus, and I'm not surprised, because him being a black man who love non-black women, I would not be surprised he would call himself Black Jesus, because he's looking down at y'all and he's considering himself Black Jesus. I'm actually not surprised by this name. He seems like that type. He knows that with him being in the NBA, tall as he is, and he's handsome, goofy, because he makes goofy decisions, and he knows that it's not nothing for him to bag a chick. Of course, he's looking at himself as Black Jesus. So that's how he was meeting up with the chick. They was meeting up and doing a do. She voluntarily, you knew who you, this is the problem that I have. And I know last week I really got in on Tristan, but I'm so tired of y'all chicks getting pregnant by these NBA players, basketball, football players, and then want to play victim when he don't want nothing to do with you and the baby. You're not his woman. It's not like he sat down and had an agreement with you like, yeah, we're going to try to get pregnant. Like, I ain't want to have a baby with you. No. Some of y'all purposely trap these men so that way you are able to get a free paycheck for 18 years, okay? And then you'd be surprised when he like, no, I don't want anything to do with that baby. Is it right? No, it's not right. Is it expected? Yes, because a lot of the time these men don't even know y'all. A lot of times these men don't even know y'all last name. They just know you by your username. So now she trying to play the victim. She said, I don't want anything. I just want to clear mine and clear your name. Girl, you been talking to the press. You ain't even, girl, have you been resting since you had that baby? Because you've been talking to the press. You have put all this information out here. You knew who Tristan Thompson was. Tristan is the same height as the Twin Towers. Everybody know who Tristan is. He is at least 6'11". Everybody knows that he is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy. Stop that lying. Stop acting like a victim. Just be real and say that you knew who Tristan was. You knew that he was linked to the Kardashians. You wanted a bag, so you linked up with him. And you purposely got yourself pregnant when you could have easily been on birth control, used protection, or used a plan B. And now your feelings are hurt because you thought that he was going to welcome you with open arms and they was going to feature you on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But now you realize that he wants nothing to do with you and that he's trying to not claim you and the baby. I'm sorry to be harsh, but that is the truth. Like, come on, be real. Like, if you gonna be a gold digger, be a real one, okay? If you wanna do what a bag, okay, be real. That's why I like Brittany Renner, because she's a real one. She's been honest about who she is, honey. She's made some mistakes, she's owned up to it, but y'all, some of y'all out here just sloppy. Y'all need to give, don't Brittany Renner got a book? Don't she got a book or something like that? Because y'all are literally like, how many times we going to see this? How many times? And if that baby is Tristan, he ain't going to be involved in that baby life. Sorry. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I mean, is Khloe a victim? No, Khloe's not a victim either, because Khloe doesn't have to be with Tristan. She doesn't. Ain't nothing wrong being a single mother. There's a lot of single mothers out here happy. Happy. They're happier than the women that are in marriages and relationships that are unhappy. There's nothing wrong being a single mother. But she continues to stay with him and she continues to let him embarrass her. So I don't feel sorry. I'm not gonna waste my prayers. I'm not gonna send my condolences. I'm not gonna say I wish you the best. No, because baby girl is making these decisions on her own. Like, it's hard for me to feel sorry for people who voluntarily get themselves in bad situations. Like, it's hard for me. It's hard for me for people to make stupid, it's hard for me to feel sorry for people who make these type of decisions. And when things don't go their way, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not a bad person, you know? Like, okay. Well, what you want? Like, what it is that you want, baby girl? Do you want him to be in your child's life? Or do you want everybody stop calling you a homewrecker, okay? Do you want a bag? Like, what it is that you want at this point? I'm just saying. Now, before we end the show, I want to just let's say this. Y'all know who Hitman Holla is from Why Not? So, I had got word from TikTok that it was something going on over there on Twitter. So I put his name in Twitter and I was like, so apparently him and his girlfriend, they do, you know, they do some little freaky stuff, you know, and apparently he tried to share this stuff on his close friends on Instagram for like 30 other people. Very odd, like, that's very odd to me, because like, if y'all into freaky stuff and y'all want to share it with like other freaky girls, like, why not like get everybody's number and put it in the group chat? Like, what would make you think you thought that Instagram, my app that's not even Instagram, is safer than just having like a group chat with all those girls' numbers and then y'all can all send each other little freaking nasty stuff? Not Instagram, no. Like, not even that. Like, your Instagram could have been hacked or something. Like, all types of stuff. So I'm not judging their little relationship, because everybody got these little kinky sides to their relationship. I don't judge people's relationship because it works for them and they look like they be having fun. I see why they call him Hit Man, because he, the boy bless his heart and bless his girlfriend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched it. I did. I had to watch it for research purposes because I needed to watch it a few times so I can be able to tell y'all what I saw. So, yeah. So, I'm curious also. Do y'all be making, like, takes with y'all boo? I've never done that. I've never seen any type of pictures because I don't trust people. I've said this a million times. I don't trust these dudes out here. If you want to see something, you want to get nasty, come scoop me up. Come scoop me up and see it in person. I'm not showing you nothing on FaceTime. I'm not sending you nothing. And we're not recording of the old. I want to remember it. What you need to remember it for? We're going to do it again. So ain't no need to be recorded. I don't trust nobody. Okay, so I applaud you chicks that do be doing these little videos and stuff like that for your man. You know, it takes a lot of courage to be able to trust somebody like that. And I wish one day I had that type of trust for one of these ninjas. But, scoop me up if you want to get nasty. Period. So that's it. What's the 411? Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Okay, you guys, I'm doing a What's the 411 rewind for 2021 on Instagram, December 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern. You all need to follow me on Instagram. There's a flyer there and a bell next to it. Instagram will let you remind yourself to watch. I'm going to be joined by three other friends of mine, media personality, artist, model, influencer. All four of us are going to be doing a recap of all the craziest, weirdest things that has happened this year. And y'all know this year has been a wild one. So make sure you guys follow me so you don't miss it. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They are on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.